Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 28th of July, recording at 9:22 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets, mostly quiet, mixed performance, maybe a few more modest gains than losses. European stock markets closed lower pretty well across the boards, with moderate losses. Wall Street was weaker. Down about an average of 2% on the main indices. Among the news items showing on Bloomberg was the fact that the IMF said that that no end to the housing crisis in the U.S. was in sight. Well, I don't think too many people would agree with that at this stage. Elsewhere, although the bad news is pretty well known and therefore mostly in the market, I would assume. In other items just to cover here, the price of crude oil seesawed a little bit but closed up $1.50. Gold is slightly higher as I speak, 931. And the other precious metals also bounce. The U.S. dollar is a little bit weaker here. The grain and bean complex is a little bit firmer. Industrial metals were mostly higher as well. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we had the big bounce in stock markets, in terms of the Western stock markets, I should say, in mid-July. And some of those indices which had been greatly boosted by short covering, not least those of the banks, had rallied back to the underside of those January to March trading ranges, which represents some resistance. And it looks like we're going to thrash around here for a little while, which is hardly surprising, and it's a possibility that I've mentioned before because it's what we so often see at market lows and also at market highs. I do think this is a market low, at least in terms of a technical rally, as I've mentioned before. And it could be a little bit more, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself at this stage. Obviously, it's still a tricky time. Confidence is still low. Deleveraging is still going on. Corporate profits are far from brilliant, with the global economy slowing down somewhat. So it's still a tricky period, but there is also value out there, as we all know. The Asian markets look more interesting to me overall, particularly China, which is quietly steady. And I expect an upward break out of the current trading range before much, much longer. There are hints coming out of China. Well, I think more than hints. I think they've dropped the tightening bias to their monetary policy and may well go back to targeting GDP growth. GDP growth. There we are. Now, but overall, expect a fair amount of ranging, but I do not see much risk of a downdraft at this stage, not against the background of the extremely oversold indicators, the sentiment indicators that we had seen previously. And of course, one of the reasons markets were driven so low was because of the heavy short covering, and we have seen some lightening in those short positions. So I think now we need to see a little bit of actual support building on some of these chart patterns. China's been doing that for a while, but most stock market indices have not. Vietnam was a little steadier in here today. That's one I do like very much for the longer term. And what else to mention? Government bonds taking their cue from stock markets inevitably. So we saw government bond futures rallying in here today. That will remain the pattern. If you're a big bear on stock markets at this stage, which I am not, but if one was, then one should be long the long dated government bonds. If you think that we will see stock markets improve between now and the end of the year, then bond prices will probably ease back. That's the long dated government bond prices. And that's what I expect. In terms of precious metals, I bought a little more gold in here today because it had weakened, and my preferred strategy, which I don't always stick to, and it usually costs me when I don't stick to it, my preferred strategy, particularly in ranging phases, is to nibble on easing and to lighten on rallies. So I've got a little bit more gold in here today. Also, the US dollar's had a rally recently, and I thought, well, that's probably near the higher side of its range. And also, crude oil has come down quite sharply recently, and I thought, well, it should have at least a dead cat bounce in here at this stage before it takes out that $120 level. Got down to 122.63 here earlier today before steadying, moving a couple of dollars off that low. And elsewhere, the soybean and corn complex looks, particularly corn, look a bit overextended on the downside following their sharp correction, but that's a risky market. And at these levels, at these rarefied levels still, despite the pullback. So, there's nothing that's screamingly obvious in terms of an investment or a trade. That doesn't mean that there aren't things that wouldn't be hugely profitable, but I'll go back to what I said. There's nothing that's screamingly obviously attractive to me in the markets on a short-term basis. On a medium to longer-term basis, I think stock markets are in an accumulation zone, most of them. I think bonds are short on a rally. I hear more people talking bullishly about the US dollar. I'd rather short it than buy it at this level in here today. But it is range bound and likely to stay range bound. I think gold and silver look interesting at these levels, but this is not a period of seasonal strength. We don't get into that until the fourth quarter. So if you are feeling comfortable with cash, and I am not tempted to take my main cash holding and put it into markets, but I seldom do. That's my just in case reserve. And I think markets would have to get a whole lot worse than they have been before I would say, well, actually, I'd rather increase my exposure to equities. I'm happy with the size of the equity portfolio I have, and augmenting income with some trading, and diversifying generally in other asset. Asset categories. And I think that's pretty much it for another day. Let's see how. I don't think the Asian markets will particularly like Wall Street's close. That's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it? But if they shrug it off and even show some modest gains, that would look very impressive. I think it would suggest that Asia was increasingly looking beyond Wall Street's problems. Wall Street's housing problem is not really Asia's problem at all, except to the extent of firms that were hoping to export products to American consumers. An important market, but certainly not something that Asia is totally dependent upon. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.